I reckon that's what it is. What do you call a small fence area next to a barn where some cows are enclosed before?
A lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
That's just
piled up on top.
That's a wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden thing with a handle on it that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
You're talking about a can?
Well, something that's got a handle on it.
Uh-huh. Then you can get these milk cans. Got hounds on them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. How about the sort of thing that hangs in a well that you draw up?
You talking about a rope?
Well, what would be attached to the end of the rope? That you'd pull the water up.
Many times, much waters I've drawn, can't call the name up to save my life.
Ain't
the whirl? Yeah, that's up there.
Whirl? The rope comes through, going down to the thing you draw this way, that's a whirl.
A whirl?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then, when you want some water, you let something down into the well.
You let a bucket down.
Uh-huh. And now, would the bucket be made out of metal?
Yeah, some of them is, and some of them ain't. We used to use wooden bucket,
uh-huh.
And then they got to bind these as zinc buckets.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in a kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A frying pan or skillet.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn the water on?
Spigot.
Okay. How about the same thing on a barrel?
A barrel, you can have a spigot on a barrel.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And how about out in the yard?
A spigot.
Okay.
That's what I go on out there.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
What they put in the what?
When you buy some cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
I have a shopping cart.
Well, now, what do the people at the store give you with the groceries? You know, they put them into a container. It's made out of paper.
Oh, bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of cloth that's woven very loosely? Not a shopping bag, but something else. In the old days, maybe 100 pounds of potatoes or 100 pounds of chicken feed might come in one of these.
Oh, then that's sacks.
Okay. Now, what would one of these sacks be made out of?
Yeah, some of them made out of stuff like this on mine here now.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about...
And some of it's made out of what we call toe sack.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument? That's about this long, and you blow on it.
Your heart.
Okay. And how about one that's shaped sort of like this, and you do like this?
That's the name done left me.
Okay. You hold it up against your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know the thing I'm talking about?
Yeah, they showed them yesterday evening doing such as that.
Uh-huh. But you can't remember the name?
I can't remember the name of it now.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other?
Yeah.
Goes up and down.
You seesawing.
Yeah. And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round? People saw off a tree or something and put a board on top of the stump and put a pin in it, and it wheels around.
I done forgot.
All right.
So you don't want a menu one.
Huh?